This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now that he's officially the U.S. Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy's opening up about how he got there after days and 15 votes. Speaking to reporters, McCarthy says former President Donald Trump helped him by uniting GOP representatives.
I don't think anybody should doubt his influence. He was with me from the beginning. Somebody wrote the doubt of whether he was there. And he was all in. He would call me and he would call others.
Still, to win over his detractors, McCarthy had to agree to relinquish some of the very powers he'll need to lead. And the deal means giving colleagues the ability to oust him as speaker with a vote. 46 Ivorian soldiers recently pardoned in Mali flew home to Ivory Coast on Saturday after around 6 months in captivity. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The return of the Ivorian soldiers ends a diplomatic standoff between the West African neighbors, Mali and Ivory Coast. The soldiers were arrested in July at the airport in Mali's capital, Bamako. At the time, Ivory Coast said they were part of a United Nations peacekeeping mission, but the Malian authorities said the troops were acting as mercenaries. In late December, the soldiers were sentenced in Mali to 20 years each in prison, but the junta issued their pardons and sent them home just a week later. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine's president is now praising the United States for including tank-killing armored vehicles in its latest multi-billion-dollar package of military aid, saying they are exactly what's needed for Ukrainian troops locked in combat against Russian forces, even as both sides celebrated Orthodox Christmas on Saturday. The White House announcement Friday, $3.75 billion in weapons and other aid for Ukraine and its European backers came as Moscow said its troops are observing this short Orthodox Christmas ceasefire. This is VOA News. It's been a big week for U.S.-Mexico relations, and that was even before U.S. President Joe Biden becomes the first U.S. leader to visit Mexico in nearly a decade. Biden announced a major border policy shift with Mexico's blessings. In Mexico, the president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador security forces, nabbed one of the sons of a former drug cartel boss who was wanted by the United States. The two presidents, along with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, will gather in Mexico City for a two-day summit that begins Monday. Among the issues expected to be discussed are the climate, manufacturing, trade, the economy, and potential global prowess of a more collaborative North America. Thousands of travelers in Hong Kong flocked to newly resumed border checkpoints on Sunday to enter mainland China as quarantine-free travel finally arrived after nearly 3 years of COVID-19 closures and restrictions. China reopened its borders on Sunday. Inbound travelers no longer have to quarantine or do a COVID test on arrival after entering China. 44-year-old passenger Jackie Zhen.
Thanks to the governments of Hong Kong and the mainland, as now the border reopening is very nice.
And a reporter asked why he felt that way.
Last time I came to Hong Kong, I had to wait for half a month. But in the end, I had no choice but to go back to Turkey, as I couldn't enter China.
All travelers are still required to test negative for COVID-19 via PCR test within 48 hours prior to crossing, and passenger quotas apply to travel in both directions. The head of the United Nations Human Rights Office has called Saturday for a prompt and transparent investigation into the deaths of at least 28 people whose bodies were found in northwest Burkina Faso last month. The UN official said Saturday that it was encouraging that authorities had announced an investigation into the incident. The town is a predominantly ethnic Fulani and Muslim community. The UN official said in a statement that it was important to hold all those responsible to account, regardless of position or rank. A former U.S. intelligence analyst who was convicted of spying for Cuba more than 20 years ago has been released from a federal prison in Fort Worth, Texas. Federal Bureau of Prisons and spokesman confirms that 65-year-old Ana Belén Montes was released Friday. Montes was arrested in September 2001 and charged with spying while working for the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, where she began working in 1985. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.